Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Let's check in with the Kingsview Senior VP at Kingsview Wealth Management, Paul Nolte. Paul, good morning to you. And I know that you've talked about this before. Historically, the weeks following the election tend to be very good well into the new year. What's happening now? Is it China? Is it all about that?
Yes. It's an on-again, off-again. It's a combination of China and the Fed. China, with their various COVID lockdown policies coming online, offline, and back on again, China is a big driver of the global economy, user of a huge amount of commodities, et cetera. So anytime that they're pretty much taken offline, that hurts the global economic growth. And then we have the Fed, who has told us repeatedly, hey, we're not done raising rates, we're not pivoting, we're not pausing. We're still raising rates, but the markets are still anticipating that the Fed is going to stop sometime early next year, and that's giving a lift to the equity markets.
What do you think is going to happen once the holiday season is over as far as the retail business?
Well, retail normally slows down in January. Obviously, this is the period of the year where retailers make their money is the Christmas season, so we would expect it to slow down some. We're seeing consumers be careful about what they're buying. So, you know, certainly a lot of things are more expensive today than they were a year ago, 2 years ago. So I think consumers are spending a little bit more carefully this Christmas season than maybe they have in years past. That, I think, will continue on into the first of the year as they pay off the credit card that they've accumulated buying stuff this year.
I guess the question is not if there will be a recession, but how bad it will be. Where do you weigh in on this one?
Yeah, my magic eight ball is a little foggy this morning. But I think what we're taking a look at is the potential for a more severe decline in the global economy as well as the U.S., a Fed that is raising rates. We're seeing signs of slowing down. The Fed is focused strictly on inflation. We're seeing short-term rates, not just in the U.S., but around the world now, higher than long-term rates, and that inverted, what they call an inverted yield curve, where short rates are higher than long, is a precursor to a recession. So it's a matter of when, and I think it's going to be a little bit more severe than a lot of people anticipate because they have been so cautious up to this point. I think the Fed is really focused on inflation and is going to do everything they can to knock it out.
We hear from the Fed chairman tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow he'll be talking, and certainly the Fed officials that we've heard from this week have all been in line and said, you know, hey, we're not done raising rates, and I think Chair Powell will come down that same way. The markets did not react well yesterday, and may not react well tomorrow with Powell's comments.
As far as the stock market goes, in your blog, you write it's not the same old names that are the winners. That's true, isn't it?
No, it is. Everybody's been hanging on to the Apples, the Amazons, Microsoft, et cetera, and it's kind of yesterday's news. It's rotated toward energy, to healthcare, to stocks, the boring companies that pay dividends, that do well no matter what the economic environment. The old guard companies, if you will, what they call the FANG stocks, those were the companies that had very high growth. A lot of that growth has leveled off and in some cases declined, and investors are reassessing whether they should be paying up for those names. And many are saying no, and that's part of the reason why they've been very poor performers this year. The group as a whole has been down close to 30%. And if you were just to take an equal weight of the S&P 500 as opposed to cap weight, that's only down 8%. So there's a huge disparity between those very large mega cap names, mega tech names, and the rest of the market.
What do you think the jobs report is going to tell us? That's this Friday.
Yeah, it is. And the jobs report has been weakening a little bit. Now, absolute terms, the numbers are still very good, well above 200,000 new jobs. We may get below 200,000 this time around. The key will be wage growth. But that's really kind of a lagging indicator, but it's one that the Fed is going to be watching for continued inflationary pressures that are coming through wages. But we think we're seeing slowdowns in employment, but it's very, very gradual. So I think we'll still see a positive number, and we may see a positive number really through the first quarter of next year before we start seeing more serious layoffs that show up in those numbers.
And on your year-end to-do list, do you advise clients to convert IRAs to Roth?
Where it's appropriate. And so what you want to do is you want to be cognizant of the tax bracket that you're in, and anything that you convert from an IRA to a Roth, and you have an unlimited amount that you can do, the government is very happy to take your tax dollar. But you don't want to get yourself pushed into another tax bracket, because that can have other implications as well. So it takes into consideration where you're at from a tax bracket perspective. Go up as high as you can, convert it to a Roth. It lowers your required distributions in the future years. In your Roth, you do not have to take out. And it also helps, too, when those assets pass on to your beneficiaries after you pass away. They do not have required distributions. There's no tax due on those. So it's a very, very good estate planning tool as well as tax planning tool for not only this year but future years.
Kingsview Financial Advisor Paul, buy now, worry later, Nolte. Thank you. Talk to you next week.
Buy low, sell high.
Always. Take care.
Always.